Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies as well as news from Indian Country. Native Americans in Philanthropy recently held its anniversary summit in Chicago. The organization, celebrating its 30th year, seeks to advance responsible and responsive investments in Native communities through education and advocacy. The organization's website explains that philanthropic investments in Indian Country support community resilience and restoration. However, philanthropic funding for the American Indian population in the United States is less than 0.5% of annual foundation grant dollars. The theme of this year's annual gathering was Together We Rise, Together We Soar. Founding members Lucille Echohawk, the interim director for the Denver Indian Family Resource Center, and Sarah Echohawk, the vice chair of the board of Native Americans in Philanthropy, discussed the origin story of the organization. Our story is one of vision and commitment to the betterment of our people, a vision of how we should journey together in unity into the future, how we can heal together and be supportive as good relatives and strong allies. Native Americans in Philanthropy did a research study entitled Indigenous Life Course. The study identified 7 protective factors for the optimal development of Native youth, families, and communities. Those 7 protective factors are cultural connection and connectedness, family connectedness, community control, spirituality and ceremonies, extended kin bonds and networks, health and traditional foods, and youth self-efficacy. These factors are rooted in what is identified as the original instructions. The authors of this study assert that returning to our original instructions will secure a healthy future for our future generations. Other panel discussions included notable speakers such as LaDonna Harris, founder of Americans for Indian Opportunity, Mark Trahant of the Native American Journalists Association, and Heather Miller, the executive director of the Chicago American Indian Center. Special attention recognizing ongoing efforts of multiple Indigenous stewards of the earth also were included as part of the gathering. Miigwetchin, thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.